Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or indial calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, consumers who prefer beef over plant-based protein alternatives said they're willing to pay nearly $2 more per meal for a burger when they're dining at a restaurant. That's according to a study from Kansas State University. But the same study notes that those who have turned to plant-based protein alternatives are equally passionate about their choice, saying they'd pay around $1.48 more per meal. Those are among the key findings released by K-State agricultural economists Glenn Tonzer and Ted Schroeder in the study called Impact of New Plant-Based Protein Alternatives on U.S. Beef Demand. The study was co-authored by Jason Lusk, a distinguished professor of the agriculture economics at Purdue University. Dr. Tonzer tells us what the study entailed.
Cattlemen's Beef Board asked us to dive in and answer the question, what is the impact of these plant-based proteins coming onto the market on U.S. beef demand and narrowly domestic demand? So this has nothing to do with exports. Embedded in that, we were interested in what is the impact separately on the retail side, so grocery store, as well as from food service restaurant. That was the main motivation and focus of the project. Real quickly to kind of tell people what we did, we planned. This was actually an approved study in 2019, and then that little thing called COVID came about and threw us a wrench. We were scheduled to collect data and do the analysis early in 2020. We hit pause because of that, and actually a large consumer survey and four separate consumer experiments were part of this effort. All that data was collected actually in September of 2020, and in the months since then, we've done lots of analysis and write-up and get you to the final report and executive summary, as you said.
The nationwide study involved more than 3,000 consumers that represented the population of the country, and nearly 70% of those respondents identified themselves as regular meat consumers.
It was. So the final data set we use is we have over 3,000 consumers, and it is nationally representative. So, you know, there's more respondents from California than there is Kansas because the population's bigger. It's representative on age, education, income, things like that. We also make important distinctions between consumers based upon their self-declaration of diet. So when you read the full report, you'll see 68 to 70% of the public, depending on what analysis in our report you're looking at, are what we call regular meat consumers. So that's somebody that says they would describe their diet as regularly consume meat or items from animals. And that includes fish and seafood also, if you're reading the details. That leaves the other roughly 30% of the public and respondents here that we call the alternative diet. So this would be vegan, vegetarian, flexitarian, or other if you chose a different item. And that's important because we find several differences in acceptance of these products, substitution effects against beef, how much more you're willing to pay for one product versus another, which we're going to get to here in a minute. But there's big differences between the regular meat consumer group, which again is two-thirds or more of the public, and the other third, which at least to date is more accepting of these plant-based alternatives.
The full report, as well as an executive summary, is available online from the K-State Department of Agriculture Economics website at agmanager.info. You've got farm news on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus is holding their spring bull sale February 24th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 135 two-year-old bulls sired by breed-leading AI sires, all rugged and ready for heavy service. Also, 60 two-year-old commercial pairs and 40 open yearling heifers. Genomic EPD information available on the bulls. Look for our sale book online at quartermastercreek.com. For more information, call Mike at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek Bull Sale, February 24th in Leedy.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.